James, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you, Tony?
Well, I love getting up on the website and see what's going on. I recently received an email from you folks talking about the issues surrounding Michigan's public sector employees, including their salaries, health insurance and retire benefits, and lots of other information. What was the genesis for putting all this information on one piece of paper, if you will?
It's that if you want to have meaningful fiscal reform in the state of Michigan, you really have to look at public sector employee costs. Michigan's budget is not like the federal government. I mean, the federal government spends most of its money on entitlements and defense and debt payments. But in Michigan, we spend most of our revenue or most of our tax revenue on the cost of public sector employment. There are about 50,000 federal government workers operating in Michigan. There are about 400,000 public sector jobs in the state and local governments. And you can see public employee costs driving the continual increase in asking for higher budgets year after year. And so if we want to have a stable fiscal situation, we really got to start looking at why those costs keep increasing.
Well, it was thought that the, and a lot of folks still think that the Republican supporters, Republicans are behind this push, if you will, to take power away from unions and from folks who are affected by unions. But when you look at the numbers here, you can understand why state and local government are trying to cut costs when you talk about 50,000 civil service workers, local public educational employees, almost 176,000, so on and so forth. The numbers are astounding.
Oh, absolutely. But we're not looking for just the unionized government employment, unionized government employees to look at salary and benefit benchmarking. We also want the legislature to look at it too. I mean, that's $11.1 million in savings, which isn't insignificant, though it's not the $5.7 billion that's capable of being saved if you benchmark benefits at all state and local governments.
James, when you look at this information, do you think that these workers are getting picked on? Have we cut from their retirement, from their benefits, from their salaries enough? Or do you think that beyond this year, they're going to see more cuts?
You know, if I was a public employee, I could see why I might feel that people are picking on me. But when you go down and look at the numbers, the cost of these benefits just keep going up year after year, and that's a cost that's largely invisible to most public sector employees. I mean, a lot of school employees right now have to pay some money to their pension system, but it, you know, pales in comparison to what their employer has to put into that pension system. Likewise, there are 300 districts, school districts in Michigan, where the teachers don't have to contribute anything to health insurance, where in most private sector employees, the ones that still offer them, they have to put in 20% of the premium. So these costs have been invisible to the employees, but have been borne by the taxpayers.
James, when you were doing your work to put this information together, what surprised you?
What surprised me was just the amount of protection that public sector employees had received in the ever since 2000, when Michigan started its downward spiral. When you look at the total dollars that are being spent on wages and benefits, in the private sector, the dollars spent on wages are down over 20%, and benefits are down almost 10%. It's the exact opposite in the public sector, where wages are up and benefits are up almost 30%. So these are things that, I mean, if you're looking for an area that needs to be addressed, the trends are just so completely different that our policymakers should really start looking at the issue.
All right, James, I'm going to actually call you back. I want to get you back on the program, see if we can do that tomorrow and or Friday. There's so much great information here. I want to start breaking down some of this information a little bit more specifically. Before I let you go, how do we know that this information that you provide is accurate?
Well, we have a guarantee of quality scholarship. Every single one of these figures that we received either came from government statistical agencies like the Bureau of Economic Analysis, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, or through or through organizations like the Kaiser Family Foundation, who's the national or the gold standard on health insurance.
All right, James, I will call you a little bit later on after the show's over. Fiscal policy analyst James Holman is with the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Thanks, James.
Thanks, Tony.